Okay, so last week we talked about the prodigal son,
yes,
and the responsibility of each person and the family. We were able to see that the father's duty is to give options, and the children should choose as they want. The prodigal son has the opportunity to always come back home because the father's arms are wide open to receive him. While the older brother is, I mean, he also has a responsibility to go and for the lost younger brother. Yes. So that was what we did last week. Were you able to go out to win souls?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I was able to do that last week.
Okay. How many souls?
Okay. On Friday, I was able to win 4 souls. While on Saturday, we normally do general evangelism in church as well. So I won 1 soul. That was 5 souls.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Let's clap. Jesus. Okay, that's great. So,
yes.
Yes. So that's how it works. We take steps. Once we take steps, God supplies the grace. I was listening to Bishop Oyedepo today, and he said something. He said, you know, he was celebrating maybe like 50-something years in the faith. And God told him that you made a choice, and I supply the grace. So in the kingdom, your choice is what matters most. That's the path that God requires from you and I. And what he does, his own responsibility is to supply the grace to meet up with whatever choice we have made. Now, today we are going to be looking at the power of consistency. The power of consistency. I think this is where most believers miss it. They keep doing things, you know. They pray, they fast, they say, oh, I prayed, I fasted, I even won souls. What other things do we do in the kingdom? Can you mention some?
Pray, win souls, fast, and
fast. I give all the money I had. I give sacrifice, you know, and all those things. We, the believers, we always find ourselves saying, "No, oh, I did that. I did this." You know, it looks as if these things are not working at times.
Right,
and you see somebody. Yes, I can't see them. So what's happening? That's where most people get tired and they keep wondering what's happening. I prayed, they said if I pray, God will answer. But now I've prayed. It doesn't look like I'm getting any results. I fasted 21 days, 40 days, 60 days, 70 days, 100 days. And but nothing has changed. You know, that's what some people say. You know?
Exactly.
But one thing we must understand is that in the kingdom of God, you know, if you have played Ludo before, you know what they call peck and go.
Pecker.
Peck and go.
Okay, peck and go. Yeah, okay, yeah.
You don't know it. When you move your what's it called now? Your player, and you move it over another player, or it stops over him or something, just kick him off. That means you've gone. It's giving you speed to so That's it. It doesn't work in the kingdom. It doesn't work in the kingdom. One off does not work. Like, oh, just did it one time and you think it will work. It doesn't have that. That's why Jesus said in Luke 18, it says, men ought always to pray. The Bible says that he told them a parable to this end, that men ought always to pray and not to faint and not to give up. That's one of the things today. And not to get tired, and not to give up, and not to throw in the towel. You know, it doesn't work in the kingdom that way. Jesus himself, the Son of God, said, you know, he gave us a picture of what prayer is like. He said that widow went the first time, the second time, kept going. They didn't tell us how many times she went. They didn't tell us. But one thing was sure about the woman. Consistent. Yes. She was consistent. She was persistent. She didn't give up until she got what she wanted.
Yes,
I request. So that is how it works in the kingdom. Whatever we do in the kingdom works by consistency.
Consistency.
It doesn't work with once, you know. It doesn't work with, oh, just once, and you leave it. No, no, no. It must be consistent. You must do it continuously for it to work at all. For example, if you are a giver, you must live a lifestyle of giving. Not, I just give once. I want a magic to happen. No, 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 that's not it. A lifestyle of giving. That's what it is. Lifestyle of giving. If you win souls, a lifestyle of soul winning. That, I want so once. That's all. And I'll jump up and down that I want 20 souls. Once. No, no, no. It's better to win one soul every day, consistently for a year, for all your life. Than to try to just win 20 souls one day and that's the end. No. The reward will not come that way. The reward will not come that way. So what works is that you win souls and live a lifestyle of soul winning. You go out, you schedule your time. You say, for example, I'll be going out every one day, or every 2 days, or every 3 days, or once a week, or twice a month, or every day of the week. That's how it can work. That's how it can bring you profit. That's how God can reward you. It has to be consistent. The same thing with offerings too. When we give offerings in church, we have to, you know, we have to know that just giving offering once is not, that's not what works. It has to be a lifestyle of giving. Every Sunday, every Monday, your tithe, your offering, consistently. That's what works. That's the only thing that works. That's when you begin to get rewards. That's when you are telling God that, God, I've not come to do for one night for you. I've not come to just collect and go. No, 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 no. When you say, God, my life, my resources, everything I have belongs to you, and you are giving them continuously, then you can expect a reward. In fact, if you know what you did that brought a result, maybe you are not doing consistent. Because if you are consistent, you are giving a season, and out of season, you can't point to it that, oh, this is what I did that brought this result. You can only see that I did all these things at this particular point in time. Then I had my reward. But, I gave 1,000 naira. Then I, no, no, no. If you are giving consistently, you can't say it's that 1,000 that brought the results. I am living a lifestyle of giving and sowing. That is what brings results. So if you look at 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Let's analyze that. It says, be steadfast. That means continuously. You're not getting tired. You're doing it as at 20. Immovable. That people are making jest of you does not change anything. Always abounding. You are just there. Abound, I think abound also means multiplying. Abound. Yeah. You know, it's multiplying. That means you're not reducing your tempo. The tempo is increasing by the day. But one thing must also be added. You must know that your labor is not in vain. Because if you are very sure that your labor is not in vain, then you won't stop laboring.
Exactly.
Just like when you get a job, the day you stop doing the job, you stop expecting salary. So the same way, if you know that God is going to reward you, you will continue. You won't stop.
Continue doing this.
So Galatians 6:9 says, we should not get tired in doing good. For if you don't faint, you will reap.
Yes.
So if you do not faint, talks about consistency again. You are doing it consistently as a lifestyle. The best word is lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. When something is your lifestyle, you don't check the time. You don't. You have a schedule for it. You know that you're going to do this every now and then. It's natural. even when you are not doing it, you would, something will just remind that, oh, I'm supposed to be doing something now.
Just see like yourself. Brushing every morning.
Every morning. Yeah. I can't say whether I brushed yesterday. I know I brushed yesterday. Because something I do the first time I wake up in the morning, that's what I do. So exactly. That's a lifestyle. Nice. I don't have to think about that. Maybe I don't have to plan for it this night that, oh, I'm going to wake up tomorrow morning and brush my teeth. No, it's a lifestyle. I know I'm going to wake up to brush my teeth.
Yes, sir.
You know? So, consistency. Then Hebrews 10:23 says, we should hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. Some of us have learned about confession. Let's take it directly from that scripture. You don't confess once. No. You live a lifestyle of confessing what you believe. If you really believe God said he's the one that healed you, why will you feel a pain and say you are sick? No. You will just naturally say what you believe. Naturally, it will come out of you naturally because it's your lifestyle. You know you are so sure that what God said is true.
It's true.
Praise God. Hallelujah. And James 1:4 says, steadfastness, that's how I want to put it. Let steadfastness have its full work in you. I'm using my own English now. Let steadfastness have its full work in you. That means if you continue without wavering, without getting tired, that's when it will have its full work. The scripture in King James says, let patience have its perfect work. It should be perfect and sleep,
wanting nothing.
So if you're not patient, if you're not content, you'll be tired.
Yes, because
you will give up. You know, if you want it to work, then you must let patience. And you only talk about patience when you're doing something consistently. When you're holding on to what God says consistently. So if you want to get the result, then you must be consistent.
Be consistent.
Matthew 24:46 says, blessed is that servant whom his master finds so doing. Now, what is that story? What is the story behind that scripture? It says, there's a servant that the master traveled to a journey and asked him to be feeding his household or taking care of his household. Stewardship kind of service. He said, blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. Meaning that, you know, in those days, there were no telephone calls. You can't even believe when somebody's coming. You know, when somebody gives a job and he says, I'm coming, you don't know when he's coming. He says, in 3 days' time, anything could happen that will not make him come in 3 days' time. So if he says, I'm coming, you don't know when it's coming. So you have to be consistent in doing what it says it's going to do. So we have to be consistent in doing it. That is the only time we can guarantee that what God said we will gain from doing it will come to pass in our lives. So we must be consistent. So we must be consistent if you really want to get the result. Can you still hear me? Hello.
I couldn't hear you before.
Yeah, I think you went off. Oh,
okay. The last one I said earlier was Matthew 24:46.
Okay. 46. So it says, blessed is that servant whom his master finds so doing.
Yes.
He's talking about the scripture of somebody, you know, the master that gave his servant a duty, put him on a duty post, and the master traveled to a far journey, and you don't know when the master is coming back. You know, it's symbolic of Jesus Christ coming back to us.
Exactly.
Now, the only way you can guarantee that the master will meet you doing what you're supposed to do is when you do it continuously without stopping, because you don't know when it's coming. That's why, you know, if you are living your life, I don't want to sin, I don't want to fall short of the glory of God, and you are checking it once in a while. When Jesus comes, you are likely going to miss him because you don't know when it's coming. But if you live a lifestyle, a kingdom lifestyle, every day, anytime he decides to come, let it be 20 years to come,
40
years to come, it's not be found wanting because it will meet you doing it. So that is exactly what works in the kingdom. You know, in the kingdom, in every kingdom, we have what we call laws,
commandments, ethics,
norms, culture. All these things are not the same. They are different from each other. When you say law, you can say that a law, like in the kingdom of God commandment, it says, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not. You know that once you don't steal, you don't kill, you are free. Now, that's just the beginning. That is just the beginning. There are other things that guarantee your benefit in that kingdom, that guarantees that you are accepted in that kingdom. Norms, from the word normal. There are some things that are normal in the kingdom of God. For example, prayer is normal. Yes, Jesus tells us to pray, but it's not part of the Ten Commandments, so to say. So, in the kingdom of God, prayer is normal. You must have a means of communicating with heaven. And you must be consistent in it. If you're not consistent in it, you're going to miss what God is going to tell you at a particular point in time. That's why the Bible says, pray in season and out of season. You don't say, oh, anytime the Spirit prompts you, you pray. Anytime you need something, you pray. Anytime God needs something, you pray. That is the only way you can participate. It's the normal thing in the kingdom of God. It's not part of the commandment, but it's a normal thing. The lifestyle of giving. It's one of the ethics. It's one of the norms of the kingdom. If you're not giving, you can't say you belong to the kingdom. No. They are offerings to give, just like any kingdom. You pay your tax. And if you don't pay your tax, you can go to prison for it. You can be jailed for it. The kingdom of God, too. Many people are jailed without knowing it, for not being consistent in giving, getting committed to the kingdom. For example, the professional association I belong to, we have a due we pay every year. It's a due. Once you don't pay it, we are not licensed to practice. Then, apart from the dues, you are expected to give towards events that come up. So if you don't give towards those events, it's as good as you are not really interested in being a member of the profession. So you have to be consistent. Consistency is the secret. If you're not consistent in prayers, forget it. There are no rewards. And when the Bible talks about prayers also, it's not just talking about you praying about what you need. No. It's talking about kingdom prayers. That one is the one that gives rewards. That's why the Bible says, when you sow in secret, you reap openly. When you pray in secret, you reap openly. You are praying kingdom prayers for souls to be saved, for lives to be transformed. If you don't do it consistently, the blessing is not in view. That's where the consistency comes from. Just like I said earlier, it's a lifestyle. It is something you do it just comes naturally because you are doing it every day. It becomes your habit. That is when these things work. Now, we have regulation. We have culture. We have culture, like when in those days, like maybe 20, 25 years ago, or even more than that. In those days, it is the culture in the church of God. For anyone who is born again, they call you brother.
Yes.
Brother something. Now, the culture is not that popular, so to say, again. Some people don't do it, some people call themselves names. Now, it's not as if it's the same. It's just a culture that was consistent then. Now, so many things are coming up every day as a culture in the kingdom. Not because they were not there before, but people are beginning to turn commandments to culture, and it's good. For example, giving was not really the culture of the church in those days. It was seen as commandments, and the moment you take the kingdom of God in commandment form, it becomes difficult to obey. But now it's a culture. Every serious Christian knows he's supposed to give, and when you do it consistently, see culture.
Yeah.
So if you don't give, you begin to feel that, oh, something's wrong with me. I should give towards something this. I should pay my tithe. I should give this. It's a culture. It's natural. It's flowing. And that's why a lot of people are getting rewards from it. So just to cap it all today, consistency is the secret.
Okay.
Oh. And we are live.
What did you say, sir? Consistency is the secret.
Yes, consistency is the secret. Sorry, can you help me answer the person who just sent a message? Happy said they can't hear me.
Okay, sir.
Maybe you should log out and log in again. Okay, so we are almost running. So consistency is the secret to getting rewards in the kingdom of God. Every commandment of God that God promised will give us rewards. It is consistency that guarantees that it will. It is consistency that guarantees that you will be blessed through it.
Yes.
So, tonight, let's remember that when you see anything that God instructs you to do, consistency is what guarantees an answer. If God, if you are commanded to give, just know that it is a lifestyle of giving that will bring the profit. If you are commanded to pray, it's a lifestyle of prayer that will bring the report, the reward. Can you hear now?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So it's a lifestyle of giving that brings the reward. It's a lifestyle of discipline that brings the reward. It's a lifestyle. You know, it's when you turn anything in the kingdom to a lifestyle that profits you.
That
anytime you look at yourself that I've done this thing, it doesn't work. Just think again. You see my lifestyle. Am I consistent in doing it? See, God is interested in your fellowship. He's interested in your life.
Yes.
So until he sees that you're actually committed to him, and the only way you can prove that you're committed is when anything you're doing becomes a lifestyle. And like I have realized in the kingdom, if you have not done something for a year, forget it. It will not really bring you results. Minimum 1 year is what guarantees that you'll be getting consistent results. And you look back and say, God is faithful. So it must be consistent. It is true consistent in soul winning. I know, for example, soul winning has one of the best benefits in the kingdom of God. A lot of people don't know. Some people win souls as if it's a duty. Yes, it's a duty. But until you know that there are so many blessings in it. It's a lifestyle. The moment you turn into a lifestyle, blessings start coming in. And of course, when you keep the reward in view, as you are doing it, you know there's a reward. As you're doing it, you know God will reward you faithfully. And I pray that as we begin to turn the commandments of God into our lifestyle, we surely be blessed in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Hello, Happy. Were you able to hear anything? Happy? Not sure. Okay. If you can hear me anyway. The recording. We dropped the recording. Oh, some people are just joining when we are closing.
Someone just joined.
Yeah, we are closing already. 30 minutes. Okay, so welcome to those that just joined. Yeah, just 1 minute left in this meeting. Maybe we can just give you 5 minutes so that we do a recap. Okay, so Samuel, can you do a quick recap of what we learned today in 2 minutes? I mean, strictly 2 minutes.
Okay, so from what was being taught tonight, someone is talking. Hello?
Happy, can you hear me?
I think someone.
Okay, just keep talking. I think Emmanuel joined also.
So from what I learned tonight, I learned that first of all, one needs to be consistent as a Christian from everything that is being done in the kingdom. Like, okay, let's say for example, in the kingdom, we pray, we fast, we serve God, and we do several things in the kingdom. And every of these things, for us to be able to see results in any of these things that we do, we need to be consistent with it. and we were able to check several verses of the scripture. So Galatians chapter 6 verse 9, if I remember, and James chapter 1 verse 4, that we should not be weary and we should be steadfast. So consistency in doing all these things. And how to be consistent is to make all these things a lifestyle. And there was this example that we made, like, okay, if you wake up, nobody's going to tell you that brushing of your teeth, you should do it, and nobody's going to remind you. Subconsciously, you just know that you haven't.
Hello? Okay, I think it's network went up. Imane, can you hear?
Yes, sir.
So that is how. Can you hear me now? Okay.
Yes, yes. Happy, okay, can so you hear?
Yes, okay. I can hear you.
Okay, so, so the secret to get a result, or the secret to see the result that we are looking for, is to be consistent. Even though we are not seeing the results yet, but we still have to be consistent. Just like the woman in Luke 18, that the parable of Jesus said, the woman kept going to the judge until her request was solved. That's how we can see results in the kingdom, being consistent and making those things to be a lifestyle.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so I know Appy and Mana just joined, so let me just do a quick recap within 3 minutes. They're supposed to have closed, so I just added 5 minutes extra. Okay, so the major thing we are going with today is the power of consistency in the kingdom. If you want to experience constant breakthroughs in the kingdom of God, then you must be consistent in any instruction that God has given. For example, giving is not a one-off thing. Soul winning is not a one-off thing. Prayer is not a one-off thing. Reading the word of God is not a one-off thing. I just mentioned some of these examples, like, you know, that, you know, we hear every now and then. Until it becomes a lifestyle, these things will not bring consistent results. So we must know that the only way we can maximize the blessings of God's commandments is when we do them consistently. In fact, the best way to explain is to say that they have become your lifestyle. Righteousness must be your lifestyle. Not that, oh, you speak the truth today. God said, if I speak the truth, I'll be blessed. And you speak the truth for 1 week, and you said, I'm not seeing any result. No, no, no. Or you give for 1 month, you give your tithe, your offering for 1 month, and say, oh, I did not see, you know, I gave 1,000, I did not see 1 million. So, no, it doesn't work that way. If you want it to work, you must trust God. The Bible says that he that comes to God must believe that he exists. That's what that is. That he exists, and that he's a rewarder of everyone who diligently, inside our word diligently is consistency, persistence, you know, diligently seeks him. You must know that he exists. You must know that he will reward you. It is that consciousness of your knowledge that makes you consistent. So if it takes 1 year for you to get results, you are consistent. It takes 2 years. It takes 25 years. But because you trust him, you must be consistent. But I can guarantee that there is nothing that God sees as a reward in the kingdom that you do consistently that will not bring the results. I can guarantee that if you win souls, like we said last week, talking about soul winning, there are more blessings in soul winning than most Christians know. So until it becomes a lifestyle to win souls every day, every now and then, when you meet friends, you win souls, you're talking to them about Jesus. The same way you talk about Ukraine and Russia, the same way you talk about souls, you are telling them about your testimony, the lifestyle. And when you do it, when you do all these things with your reward in view, reward mentality. So when you do that, then you can guarantee 200%, not even 100%, 1,000% that the rewards are sure. And I pray as we do all these things, we surely be blessed in the name of Jesus. So finally, It is possible for children of God to be blessed consistently every day. 1 month becoming better than the previous, 1 year becoming better than the previous, if you are consistent in doing what God says, you need to praise God. So that's it tonight.
Thank you, sir.
I hope you are blessed at all.
Yeah, very, very much blessed. that was great. Thank you for emphasizing on this.
Thank God. So next week, it's 9 p.m. Let's just keep it in mind. 9 p.m.
Okay.
And I think if you could earlier, we'll have more time for interaction, you know, to talk and ask questions, you know, talk about things we're getting. And as you do that, we'll do so. Just watch out next week. Also, let's invite more people to join. And as you do that, Chiefs. Are you blessed at all? Hello, I think it's my
blood. Hi.
No?
Hi.
Okay. Oh, okay. I said, were you blessed at all? Were you able to hear anything?
I heard some things anyway.
Okay, so the recording will be available. So the good news is the recording will be available, so you can also listen from the
phone. Okay.
Yeah, Emmanuel.
Yes, sir. Although I joined late, I don't know. I came online to see. Yes, I'll try to hear the message.
Okay, so I'll drop the recording. You can listen to it and. Next week, better, much more full of lessons more than today. So let's just plan 9 p.m. It's just 30 minutes. We spent 7 minutes extra today because of Emmanuel and Abby. So, okay, let's do Jesus' name. And let's have a great week. And I pray that to step out into the new week, it will be a great week of lessons. And as we are consistent in doing what God has commanded, we surely see the reward speedily. God said, if you not tarry, it will surely come. So shall it be to Jesus.
Amen.
Okay, let's thank have a great week. Sir.
All right. Thank you. And you too, sir.
Okay. All right. Bye.
And you too, sir.
Good night, sir.
All right. Okay. Good night.
Au revoir.